Hey everyone, it's your host of See Jurassic Right, Stephen Ray Morris here, just dropping in to say I hope you've been enjoying all the new episodes in 2023 and 2024 so far. There are new interviews with filmmakers, musicians, scientists, the screenwriter of Land Before Time, audio essays about the rich history of the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World franchise, and all the news about the upcoming animated show Jurassic World Chaos Theory, and the as-of-yet-untitled Jurassic World sequel coming next summer. I really need your help supporting the show right now, and you can do that by leaving a tip and or giving a monthly follow on Patreon, patreon.com/seejurassicright. There are $1 and $5 tiers, but more is coming. Sharing the show, giving 5-star reviews in Apple Podcasts, and liking and commenting on social, at Stephen Ray Morris on Instagram and Twitter, goes a long way to help boosting the show's visibility again online in this new era. I'm an independent podcaster, and your support is so important and means the world to me in keeping this podcast running. Link to the Patreon is in the show notes. Hold on to your butts. Thank you, and now on to the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Filled with odd fright, see Jurassic Right. Bathing amber light, see Jurassic Right. See Jurassic Right, right, right. See Jurassic Right, right, right. See Jurassic Right, right, right. See Jurassic Right, see Jurassic Right, see Jurassic Park.
Hey everyone, welcome to See Jurassic Right. I'm Stephen Ray Morris, and hello. I did that in the opposite order. I hope everyone is doing well and your holiday season is going great. This is a little bit of a, you know, last minute. It's not last minute, but it's a little bit of a reshuffle of episodes. Obviously, this was pretty much a bomb that dropped among the Jurassic community last week, last Thursday to be exact, when we got a brand new trailer for, well, we got a teaser basically for a new game called Jurassic Park Survival, which I think if you're not following, you know, the Jurassic Park world, if you're not following the fandom very closely, you might be wondering why this game feels really special. And I feel like it's because, and they've said as much in the marketing, that this is a first-person action-adventure game. It's not a park simulator, which has been obviously dominating the Jurassic Park landscape as far as video games go for almost 20 years, it feels like. And goes all the way back to even, I was going to say before Jurassic Park, but one of my earliest games, you know, the type of game you'd play in the class, you know, in the computer lab, like Oregon Trail, was Dino Park Tycoon. And then there was Operation Genesis in the early 2000s. And then, of course, Jurassic World Evolution and Jurassic World Evolution 2, which I'm very excited to talk about with my friend Ruby Fields, who's a huge fan of those. We had a second interview, and that's going to be coming out very soon. And that one we did in person, which is very exciting. But today, I wanted to break down the trailer for Jurassic Park Survival and, again, talk a few reasons why I think that this could be really special. And the other thing that I wanted to bring up also that I think really excites people is that the game is going to take place one day after the events of the original Jurassic Park. And for a little bit of context, as far as, you know, storytelling and lore in the Jurassic Park universe, there's a few periods that tend to be very, I was going to say penny hyped. That's the right word. Meow. That tend to get really hyped up amongst fans. I think a lot of people really love, you know, the time before Jurassic World opens, in between Jurassic Park 3 and Jurassic World, Jurassic World itself. We love an open park. That's great. And I think this period right after Jurassic Park, after the events, you know, of the film happen, you know, things like the cleanup of Isla Nublar and just that kind of general period after the events of Jurassic Park, but maybe before the events of The Lost World. Although, I mean, I did really love all the stuff in Jurassic World Dominion that centered around Hurricane, Hurricane Iniki. Oh, Corey Anderson asked this trivia question during our episode, and I already forgot the name of the hurricane. But the hurricane in The Lost World and Charlotte Lockwood's story that was revealed during flashbacks in that film. But yeah, let's just get to the press release, a little bit of word from the developers, and then we can go into the trailer. So Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Why didn't I build in Orlando? December 7th, 2023. Tonight at the Game Awards, Saber Interactive, in partnership with Universal Games and digital platforms, announced a new video game 65 million years in the making, Jurassic Park Survival. In development and to be published by Saber for PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S, Xbox Series X/S. This single-player action-adventure game is the immersive experience Jurassic Park fans have always dreamed of. Players will return to a fully realized Isla Nublar filled with living dinosaurs and be part of an all-new story set the day after the events of the beloved. Oh my gosh. Recently somebody told me I pronounced that word several different ways every time. Anyway, after the events of the beloved 1993 Jurassic Park film from Universal Pictures and Amblin Entertainment. And then the press release continues. Welcome to Jurassic Park Survival. Players will take on the role of Dr. Maya Joshi, an InGen scientist who was unable to evacuate Isla Nublar in the original adventure made for fans of the Jurassic Park franchise and those who revel in narrative-driven games. They'll be challenged to survive an intense mix of first-person stealth and action and thrilling encounters with dinosaurs, each with their own distinct and adaptive behaviors brought to life by John Hammond's vision. Players will be able to dive into a lush world full of wonder, mystery, and danger as two species separated by 65 million years come face-to-face in an all-new adventure. As longtime fans of Jurassic Park, we're truly honored to embark on this exciting journey, said Tim Willits, COO of Saber Interactive. Our goal is to capture the magic and wonder of the iconic film by bringing a blend of longtime development expertise and a genuine passion for the source material. We've constantly heard from our fans that they've been waiting for a game to immerse them in Jurassic Park like never before, and well, we found a way, said Jim Molinitz, Senior Vice President, Production and Marketing, of Universal Games and digital platforms. We're excited to finally reveal that the iconic film is coming to life in an all-new video game in partnership with the amazing talent at Saber Interactive, and can't think of a better way to culminate the year-long celebration of Jurassic Park's 30th anniversary than with this thrilling announcement. So key features include Explore Isla Nublar. Players will venture through a fully realized Isla Nublar filled with reactive wildlife, dinosaurs, and other surprising threats. From the iconic towering park gates to the visitor center and beyond, Jurassic Park comes alive like never before. Ooh. Players will outsmart, escape, and interact, and outlast Survivor with the film's iconic dinosaurs. They'll use their ingenuity through distraction and stealth to navigate intense and unforgettable encounters in a journey to outlast some of the deadliest creatures to ever walk the earth. Survive the island. Players will be challenged to explore the park and face its dangers. They'll use all the resources at their disposal to find intelligent solutions to endure the many threats lurking on Isla Nublar. So, nice little fun breakdown. And it's funny. So, the trailer was, last Thursday. And I remember getting texts from my friend Amanda and from Corey Anderson, who was on this podcast recently to talk about Jurassic Park trivia, which will come back when we watch the trailer. But I think, it's a mix of, I think why I'm excited is, yes, it's a mix of getting to, as somebody who has only gotten back into video games as an adult, you know, sort of during lockdown, like most people who got back into video games, I guess, as adults, and then, you know, getting to play the, you know, getting to wander around the island first person just sounds so exciting. And then, again, getting to go back to the lore of right after the events of the film. You know, there were games like the Jurassic Park Telltale game, which is not canon, never was canon. Don't anybody let you tell you otherwise. If it's their headcanon, that's perfectly fine. But the Jurassic Park Wikipedia needs to change. Anyway, fight me. But and then, you know, thinking back to the 8-bit and 16-bit era, that's getting, you know, all those games from the Genesis and the Super Nintendo and the NES and the Game Boy are getting a port slash release from Limited 2, which I've already pre-ordered. This period of like the island and just the damage from everything, the can of embryos in the mud, that's always just been really a fun, elusive kind of time. And this feels like it's going to be really, I mean, as somebody who has a PS5 but doesn't play it as much, I'm very excited to, you know, to dig my claws into this one, because it looks like the kind of big AAA kind of thing that I think Jurassic Park deserves. I mean, it's just it's one of those things I've tried playing Evolution and Evolution 2, and I haven't quite been able to sink my teeth into those, but I'm obviously glad those exist because they are such a huge part of obviously Jurassic Park and why we love this franchise, because, you know, the original Michael Crichton concept is just so juicy. But the idea of just wandering the island is just so cool.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm gonna, let's watch. This is my first time recording my stuff on the computer and not a Zoom. So I'm gonna try and watch the trailer right now. And I can just kind of point things out and stuff in real time, because there's a lot of stuff going on. So in the first few clips, we're getting, you know, we're revisiting all these iconic locations from the helicopter inn, the helipad, the explorer that Rexy threw off the cliff with Tim. But then we see the galleys, you know, leaving the valley and on the run, crushing Alan's hat. And then, yeah, the visitor center. I just love that the storm has returned. Is it a new hurricane? And then we get the introduction of Dr. Maya Joshi. I love the idea that just some, obviously she's not an intern, she's a doctor, but just this idea that, you know, when Sam Jackson, when his character, you know, last call for the doc, like, I'm excited to see what she was up to. Maybe she took, like, what if you had just, if your day off and you just took a nap? Like, that's the kind of horrifying thing that would happen to me, where I'm like, it's my day off. I'm just going to, you know, I've been up all night for 4 days trying to wrangle these, you know, brachiosaurs or whatever. But yeah, she's being chased through the visitor center, through the kitchen by Dilophosaurus. And then we get the cold storage, where our third Velociraptor, who did not die on screen, thank you, Jurassics, for that correction, And then this almost looks like the area where Ellie was running from the bunker to, or, you know, running from the raptor pen to the bunker, not confirmed. And then we get the backside. I love that the backside of the gates, it's like our childhood toys where it's like, it just looks the same on the back, just minus the logo. And then, of course, the ripple in the water, the fossil theme. I forget what to call that. But and then Rexy showing up, and then we get the flare. And our hero shot right here. Ugh. So, okay. So I'm going to pause through this stuff right now. So the first shot, I actually took some notes. So right after that moment in the trailer, we get, this is like actual, it says alpha in-game footage, which I believe means just sort of, you know, it's not final, but it is, you know, it's trying to give you a better idea of, you know, actual gameplay footage, not just cutscenes. And oh my gosh, I went down a deep rabbit hole. I was like rewatching little bits of Fallen Kingdom and just kind of, you know, reading interviews and stuff. But obviously there's the East Dock that is shown in Jurassic Park. And then with Fallen, I forget if it was ever confirmed that the dock in Fallen Kingdom is the East Dock, because on the map it's shown on the north of the island. Anyway, I feel like the docks have always been really important in non-movie Jurassic Park lore. Obviously they show up in Camp Cretaceous as well too. But I do love that we're getting a little to get to jump. I mean, yeah, to get to jump on a raft. They're what looks like the, you know, something in the similar vein of the underground bunker that Ellie was in, that our poor friend Ray Arnold was eaten in. And then a nice classic Velociraptor shot, again, jumping onto some sort of raft from a boat hangar, a boat storage shed or whatever. And then this really looked like in Jurassic Park when Lex was hanging out in the culvert, while Alan got, Tim. It looks like, you know, similar to that, but there's like a gated section to it. That part is exciting to me because, as I've talked about, I forget who I was talking about in a more recent episode. Maybe it was Andrea Ciafalo, but like the Jurassic Park tunnels was such an iconic part of the book, and really the movies don't really go into it. Although we get a little bit of bunker stuff in Fallen Kingdom, which I really loved, and then in Camp Cretaceous in the first season, they do a little bit of underground tunnel stuff, which, again, it's just like the idea of like dinosaurs in tunnels, like in that claustrophobic environment, is like genuinely terrifying. And then we get the logo, Jurassic Park Survival. Oof. And then, yeah, the door opens. Who opened it? I know, after all that work Lex and Tim did, you know, like this is nuts. That's kind of cool. I mean, that was a surprising element. But I imagine, you know, Saber Interactive and Universal, when they're sitting down to be like, hey, let's do a game that takes place after the events of the movie. What are your elements? Where are your dinosaurs? You know, we got to, you know, technically, I mean, you know, again, it'll be interesting to see what lore from the online material is kept canon in that way, because Jurassic Park, again, has always had kind of a loose attitude surrounding its tie-in canon. Again, there's a lot to debate there, but, you know, it's just, I think it'd be really interesting when these video game makers, developers, when they sit down and go like, okay, well, where's Rexy? Where's the Dilophosaurus? Okay, two of the raptors are dead. One of them stuck in the freezer. And yeah, I mean, what elements are they going to draw from, just from besides the first movie, if they're going to draw from any of this other material? So, yeah, there's no release date, nothing like that. And so who knows? That was like also my thing with the limited run games, where I feel like for some reason I thought maybe it was coming out this year, but I don't know. I have to wait a bit for maybe before I get my copy of the classic games. But hopefully, maybe by the end, I mean, it's video games are so hard to tell when stuff actually comes out because things get pushed back all the time. And I think when you think about music or movies or even books to some extent, that like when they set a release date, like that's when it comes out. Obviously, lockdown and the pandemic changed a lot of that. But with video games, it can be this very frustrating thing if you're like, ah, it's coming out this, like, and then it's like Q4 2024. And then, you know, halfway through the year, they'll be like, actually, it's going to be 2025. Although I want to be clear that the video game industry, like many other industries, overworks and underpays everybody. So I hope that this video game gets the time and money, and hopefully the developers and all the people involved don't have to crunch in order to get this pushed out, because I would much rather have a complete finished game than, yeah, I don't know, just something kind of broken. Insert Jurassic Park Trespasser memes here. I just feel like, you know, people who are much more into video games than I am definitely know those growing pains of, I mean, I'm thinking about like Cyberpunk and Pokemon Scarlet and Violet and these games that are basically put out at full price and are basically half finished. And I can imagine that can be very frustrating. So all that to say is that, you know, take as long as you need, but I'm very excited. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all we have for now. They have a bunch of social media and the newsletter and stuff you can sign up for. So I'll include a link to a couple of those. I'm going to follow them. I'm going to stay abreast of all that stuff because, yeah, this is very exciting. I feel like there hasn't been a Jurassic Park game I've played like day and date in a long time. I think Jurassic World Alive I probably downloaded the day of, but like this kind of experience. Oh, I mean, I don't think it would be able to play on my Oculus Quest 2, but I could imagine this game being really cool in VR, but also incredibly terrifying. A game that a few people have thrown around that this could be similar to, which I haven't played, but I actually have downloaded, is Alien Isolation, which was a similar experience of like really going back to the source material, you know, the original tech, the sacred Jedi text, and you know, building a world around that experience. And I've watched a few playthroughs of Alien Isolation, but I kind of feel like this is I need to really actually play it and get a feel for it, because I get the feeling, you know, just based on that kind of conversation, and you know, the teaser obviously doesn't really contain that much footage, but I kind of get the idea. You know, it's funny because we grew up in the era of the Jurassic Park arcade and the Lost World arcade games, where you're just like, you know, just like taking out tons of dinosaurs with tranquilizers as they're like exploding and stuff. I get the feeling that the developers here aren't trying to recreate something like that. It's going to be something where the dinosaurs are lethal, brutal, and it's about outsmarting them and trying to survive, and less about mowing them all down Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, style. So let me know what you think. Let me know if you're excited for this. Let me know if you're going to, you know, invest in next gen in order to play this. I think if I hadn't already had a PS5, I definitely think I would get it for this. You know, I mean, they're a lot easier to find now and stuff, but yeah, I'm really excited to see how this goes, and hopefully we'll get maybe a better idea of a release date soon, which would be really nice. Just, you know, it's just one of those things. I think, like, I talked to Brad Jost a long time ago, or even when I was on the Jurassic Park podcast earlier this year, it's just this idea of like, you know, we all got excited for Jurassic World Dominion, and then obviously it got pushed back a year, and it feels like you kind of had to reset your enthusiasm all over again. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just very excited. And when it, you know, first dropped, it just was like that vibe and like spirit of seeing the original park and everything felt really special. And it was like, oh yeah, this is the juice is still worth the squeeze. I don't know. guys, it's a Monday. I'm going to go, but I love you. I've got a bunch of stuff coming up to get out before the holidays. It's wild to think about how much stuff I've put out in the last couple months. It really feels good to be back, to really be having these conversations with you all again about not just Jurassic Park, but about, you know, all the stuff that keeps us curious. And I want to keep doing it more and more. And I'm really excited for next year because I've got a lot planned and there's a lot I want to do with this podcast. So with that said, follow me at Stephen Ray Morris on everything. Again, I have a Patreon. You can just support me there. It just helps, you know, keep the lights on and all of that stuff. I'm doing this all on my own right now. Hold on to your butts until next time, and I'll see you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.